Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Very nice to see you, brothers. May Allah reward you, inshallah ta'ala. Today we're going to have a short lesson in the science of tajweed, inshallah ta'ala. And if you were here a couple days ago, we started with a short introduction about the meaning of tajweed, the meaning of the word tajweed, and what it means is correcting one's recitation so that they remove the mistakes and the accents that one has acquired through their ancestry, through their culture, through their parents, so that their recitation is in accordance to the knowledge and accordance to the way that we received it from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are our noble scholars, inshallah, until it reached us today. So today, inshallah ta'ala, would be just a short introduction to the letters of the Arabic language. And the Arabic language, it has 29 letters, and there are 17 places where the letters are pronounced from. These are called the makharij. Makharij, or makhraj in Arabic, it means the place where the sound of the letter comes out from. The place where the sound or the emission point of the letter. So out of the 27 letters, there are only 17 emission points. مخارج الحروف 17 على الذي اختاره من اختبه. The poet, the poem of the Tajweed by Ibn al-Jazari, he said the مخارج الحروف 17 are 17 according to what has been chosen by the one who has knowledge. على الذي اختاره من اختبر, he means by here, who is the one who said 17? Abu al-Farahidi. Al-Farahidi, he was one of the linguists in Arabic language. He said there are 17 emission points or makharij of the letters. So we have 17 makharij, and some of the makharij have more than one letter. And some of them, they have distinct, some letters that are close to each other, like the qaf and the kaf, they have different emission points. So it's important to learn these makharij so that we can get the exact sound of the letter correct. So I'll show you, inshallah, a diagram here. This diagram has a picture of all the different makharij. I don't know if anybody actually could see it. Anybody see the diagram? Or is over here, you see, this is a diagram of the mouth and the throat. Should I put it back here? Is that okay? Everything see? So over here you have the emission points of the letters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And here you have this is the nose and the teeth here and the lips, the tongue, and the throat here. So this is these are the letters you see in the each round colored box refers to a makhraj. So altogether you'll find 17, and you should find 29 letters here. So today we're just going to go over a brief overview of these makharij. And this I can print out for you. You can keep it with you as a reference, inshallah ta'ala. So to start out with, usually the scholars, may Allah have mercy on them, they begin by, there's 17 makharij, 17 actual places of pronunciation, but they break it down into five major areas, five major categories or places where letters are pronounced from. So the first one they talk about is called the cave of the mouth, the large hollow cavity, the cave, or in Arabic it's called the jowf, the hollow space or the hollow cavity of the mouth. And here from the cave of the mouth, you have three sounds. They're not actually letters in themselves, but they're what are called the mud letters or the elongation letters. And these letters are alif, ya, and waw. When you have alif as a mud letter, like when there's a fatha before it, like ma, then where does it come from? Ma. The alif sound comes from the jowf. And the ya, e, u, these sounds, they come from the jowf. We're going to go through each letter one by one in the future. Today is just a brief overview. Then after the jowf or the cave, the scholars, they talk about the letters of the throat. this is the throat here. And the letters of the throat, there are six letters of the throat. And they're divided into three emission points. The lower throat, middle throat, and top of the throat. And there's a sentence that you can memorize to help you to remember the order of the letters in the throat. We'll talk about this sentence in the future. The first letter of each sentence corresponds to the letter of the throat in order from top, bottom to top. So we'll learn those letters in the future. And the throat letters are very, very important. There's a lot of common mistakes made with the throat letters, inshallah ta'ala. So idhnillah, we'll get to that in the future. And then after that, the third major place of pronunciation is the tongue. The tongue. And the tongue has the most letters. The tongue has 18 letters. 18 letters, and they're divided between 10 different makharij on the tongue. But generally speaking, the scholars, they divide the tongue into four areas. You have the back of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, and the sides of the tongue. There's actually letters pronounced from the sides of the tongue. Actually, one letter that is pronounced from the side of the tongue. We're going to talk about those in the future, inshallah. See here, the side of the tongue, the tip, the middle, and the far tongue, inshallah. You can see some of the letters there. And then after that, that's the third one. The fourth makhraj is the lips. The lips. The lips are, or the shafatain, and there are four letters that are pronounced from the lips. You can see them here. And actually, three of the letters are called the dry letters because they're from the outer part of the lips. And one of the letters, the fat, is from the inside of the lip using the teeth when you pronounce it. So we'll also talk about those letters in the future. And some of these letters, they have special rules and characteristics that we're going to talk about. And then finally, the fifth area that they talk about is the khayshum, or the nasal cavity, the khayshum. And the khayshum also doesn't have a specific letter, but it has what is called the ghunna sound. The ghunna sound is the nasal sound, right? Like when you have, for example, when you have idgham, there's a rule that we study, like waman yaman, right? When you pronounce the word waman yaman, we say waman yaman, and that nasal sound is coming from the nasal cavity. So two letters, they have the nasal sound, the noon and the meen. The noon and the meen, they have the nasal sound. So these are the five major areas, the cave of the mouth. Let's see, I'll test you. Who remembers who can say the five areas of the, what's the first one? The jowf, the cave of the mouth, right? The second one is which place? The throat. Right, the throat has three parts. And then what's the third place? The one that has the most letters, the tongue. The fourth is? The lips. And the fifth one?
Nasal
cavity, the facial. Very good. May Allah reward you and increase your knowledge. So, inshallah, it's essential that we go through each of these letters one by one so that we make sure that we're pronouncing them correctly. And, you know, we should realize that many people, they might think that they already know the letters, why should they learn the letters? But actually, this is we don't want to be very foolish to think we know everything perfectly, because there's a lot of things to learn. And if we humble ourselves to the knowledge that we learn from our shuyukh and our scholars, then we'll benefit from it, inshallah ta'ala. So we have to realize that each and every one of us, we have mistakes in the way we pronounce the letters. And we have to have the humbleness, inshallah, to the knowledge that came to us from our teachers. If we do that, then we'll benefit, and the knowledge will absorb and will affect us and change us, inshallah ta'ala. The nafs that is corrupt from our own self-taught knowledge will become changed to the wools and the knowledge that we learned from the scholars going back to Prophet Muhammad. So then we'll become more purified from the mistakes, inshallah ta'ala. And so it's essential that we learn the letters and also recite to our teachers, inshallah ta'ala, so that they can point out some of the mistakes. Because usually we don't hear our own mistakes unless we have somebody we can recite with, inshallah ta'ala. So So, is there any questions about the just the overview today? I hope I didn't give you too much, but this is just today was just an overview, and in the future, inshallah, we can go through the letters. We'll go through each letter one by one, inshallah.
Is that two
meaningful
letters?
Which
one
place
is the mouth and one is the nose?
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad that you brought that up. The mean, the actual makhraj of the mean is the lips. The two, the lips. The mm. But when you say the mean, the air goes back and comes out through the nose. So it actually has two places where you pronounce the mean from. One is from the lips, is where the initial sound is. And then when you announce it, then the nasal sound comes out from the nose. So, especially when you have a shadda on the mean, you're going to hear the nasal sound even more. Like for example, amma yatasa'alun, amma, then you hear the nasal sound even more. So, when you have these, the nasal letters, the noon and the mean, when they have shaddas on them, you hear a lot more gunna. When they have a sukoon, you hear it a little bit. When they have a vowel, you barely hear the nasal sound. Like ma, nu, you don't really hear too much nasal sound. If it has a sukoon, like lakum, lakum, you hear a little bit. If it has a shadda, amma, inna, you hear a lot more nasal. If you plug your nose, in, you cannot even pronounce it because it's coming from inside of the nose, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Does anybody want to recite a little bit today, or is it that's enough for today? It's enough? Okay, inshallah. If next time we'll recite, or should we recite an ayah or two today?
You can recite
some. Okay. How about we'll do Surah Kawthar? Inna, we can practice the Ghunna. In the beginning of Kawthar, Inna, right? Inna a'atainaka al-Kawthar. فصلي صاد فصلي لربك ربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. So inshallah, if you'd like to try and like to recite it, inshallah.
إن أعطيناك الكوثر.
Okay, good. Here one.
ربك وانحر.
Sure, there's one rule here. إن أع There's an ayin, we're going to cover this. The ayin is very tricky, but it's from the middle part of the throat. It's a little bit it's stronger than the hamza, a-tainaka, a little bit stronger than the hamza, like a-udhu, inna a-tainaka, and then the paw is thick, tainaka, tainaka. That's right. Ah, tainaka. You can look in if you'd like to look in the Mus'haf, it might help. Good, good. Very good.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.
Okay, good, good. The ba, there's one rule that we're going to cover, which is called the echoing sound. The ba, when you have a sukoon on it, stopping, abtar, abtar. They say abtar, right? That's called the echoing sound. Inna shaniyaka huwa abtar. Inshallah. We'll cover this in the future, inshallah. Yes, brother, would you like to? You have to go? Okay, sorry to keep you in school. I want to go. So, may Allah reward you, inshallah. Sure. The ayn, a'atay, the hamza and the ayn. Okay, good. The kaf here, qal, it's a little bit thinner. Ka, a'atayna kalko. Yes, good.
فصلي لربك وانحر.
نعم. فصل صاد is a thick letter. فصلي لربك.
فصلي لربك وانحر.
وانحر. This has a little bit more air in it. The
وانحر.
Right here.
السلام
عليكم. إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Okay, good. We're going to go over the Hamza. Shani'aka. There's a Hamza there. It's a little bit stronger letter. Shani'aka. Shani'aka. Shani'aka.
Shani'aka.
Yes. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Brother is a very good student. MashaAllah. Very good. You know, when the first time they practice and recite with a teacher, then they'll learn very quickly, inshallah. That's what you're going to say.
That's why it's
yes, yes, yes. Alhamdulillah. May Allah reward you, Brother Zad. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, brother, would you like to recite? Head out? Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
In a ta in a ta in a ta in a ta in a ka do you read it correct? Yes, ka in a ta in a ka in a ta in a ka al al ka sara.
Good, good.
Inna tanaka al-kawthara.
No.
Fasali li rabika wa an a wanhar.
Good. Wanhar. You notice how the noon, it has a sukun, a circle on it?
Yes.
And the letter before it, the alif, it doesn't have a vowel on it. So when you see that, that means that the alif is not pronounced. So you go from the waw directly to the noon.
Okay.
One har.
One har.
Good. Good.
Inna shani'aka.
Shani'aka.
Inna shani'aka. Huwa avatar.
Huwa. See the lam again? The lam has a circle on the lam.
So you don't pronounce it?
And the alif before it, it doesn't have a vowel. So you go right to the lam. Huwal.
Huwal. Huwal. Abatar.
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 Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How you doing? Hi, do you want to stay for the class? you brothers are welcome to stay for the class if you like. Okay, okay, no problem, inshallah. Good to see you, brothers, inshallah. Next time, inshallah. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Abatar. Good.
Abatar.
Alhamdulillah. You want to read it one more time? Or
sure. Sure. Inna at. You don't read the ayn, right?
You do. You make the hamza first. A'a. A'a. Playing it.
Inna. And you read the alif.
Yeah.
Inna atainaka. Inna atainaka. And then
do you read the alif or no?
Just
you read don't read the alif, right?
Okay. Inna atainaka al kawthur.
Sar.
Sar. Inna atainaka. Inna atainaka al kal, right?
That's right.
Inna atainaka al kawthur. Fasali lirabika wanhar. Inna shanika shani'aka huwal Antaru.
The bat here, the dot is below. So when the dot is below, this is the bat.
Oh,
bat,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm just new at this.
Oh, no, it's okay. Alhamdulillah.
Huwal abatar.
Very good.
Abatar.
Very good.
So the fatha is on top of the ba or on top of the lam?
The Ab, the fatha is on the alif, on the lam, al, huwal, I'm sorry, the fatha, ab, tar, the fatha is on top of the ta. See here, there's a ta. The fatha is on top of the ta, and the sukun is on top of the ba. Over here?
Huwal, ab,
ab, ta. Yeah, that's right. Now the ab is the echoing sound. It has a circle on sukun, but you echo it a little bit. Ab, ab, tar. Right, just a little bit of sound, a little bit of, not like a fatha, but echo. Abatar.
Abatar.
No. Good. Alhamdulillah.
Brothers, they're new, so they don't know how to read.
Oh, really? They're not reading yet? That's okay, alhamdulillah. That's okay. We'll go through each letter, you know, one by one, and inshallah, it'll be easy for you, brothers. Inshallah.
You
want to
go for bagel shake?
Oh, Jazakallah. Thank you very much, brother. I usually don't eat too much in the morning time, but that's very nice of you, brother. Jazakallah. May Allah give you in the paradise, inshallah. May Allah increase you much in knowledge, inshallah.